Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We cannot let what happened in 2020, what happened here in 2024, keep happening again and again. And I will continue to fight until my fight is done, and then I will continue to defend and uphold the Constitution after that.
North Carolina Supreme Court Justice Allison Riggs says democracy has prevailed in the last uncertified election from 2024, following an unprecedented legal effort by her Republican challenger to toss more than 65,000 legally cast ballots. A federal judge has ordered the election be certified. Two recounts showed Riggs won her race by more than 700 votes. In Wisconsin, Democrats are asking their Supreme Court to throw out the state's congressional map. Just 1 month after an election gave liberals control of the court through 2028, a group of voters filed suit, claiming current district lines give Republicans an unfair advantage. But Waukesha County Circuit Court Judge Brad Schimmel, who lost that race, says Democrats are trying to game the system.
Where they fail at the ballot box when it's a legislative race, they can't get their policies through. So now their focus is, if you get the courts, now you can get the laws you want made by the courts. And that's wrong.
Although the state typically has an even partisan split, Republicans now hold 6 of 8 congressional seats there. President Donald Trump is withdrawing his nomination of interim U.S. Attorney Ed Martin for D.C. to take the job permanently. Martin's close association with a neo-Nazi and support for January 6th rioters lost him support in the Senate. Republican North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis says the Capitol riot is a red line.
If Mr. Martin were being put forth as a U.S. attorney for any district except the district where January 6th happened, the protests happened, I'd probably support him, but not in this district.
Trump has now tapped Fox host and former judge Jeanine Pirro for the job. West Virginia is the latest state to tighten voter ID rules, eliminating several non-photo forms of identification which were previously accepted, including Social Security cards or utility bills. Signing the new law, Governor Patrick Morrissey says there have been 13 documented cases of voter fraud there since 2020.
Thankfully, though, we're a law and order state, and if you commit a crime, you are going to be held accountable. And that certainly includes crimes related to our elections.
Meanwhile, Indiana election officials are facing a federal lawsuit over a new state law which prevents students from using their college IDs to vote. And C-SPAN is asking the Supreme Court to allow cameras in the courtroom next week when justices hear oral arguments on birthright citizenship. The court has consolidated 3 cases challenging a Trump bid to end the constitutional right for nearly all children born on U.S. soil. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.